There may be growing consensus among political leaders in Iraq, but in this country, that's not the case. President Bush's plan to boost the number of troops in Iraq is causing divisions, even within his own party on Capitol Hill. In the Senate, all sides are girding for a showdown over rival resolutions both for and against the troop buildup. That showdown is likely to take place next week. NPR's David Wellna has the story.
Senate floor votes next week will show President Bush just how much support he has or does not have for his Iraq plan. And a key player in all this will be the new Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, who says he welcomes that debate.
What I do think we will have is a series of votes on different proposals related to Iraq. Some will obviously be more favorable to the president than others. And as all measures in the Senate, any measure to clear the Senate will require 60 votes.
That's because you need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, which McConnell says he's ready to use to keep resolutions he doesn't like from coming to a vote. Democrats have only 51 members in their caucus, so the resolution they passed in committee yesterday opposing the troop buildup would need a number of Republican votes to pass the 60-vote threshold, and it got only one Republican's vote in committee. Last night, Virginia Republican John Warner introduced another, more mildly worded resolution that also opposes the troop buildup, one he says many more Republicans are likely to vote for.
To have a vote all on one side and a vote all on the other side, it will not help this very situation at this time. So one of the main goals, and we have achieved it, is bipartisanship truly.
Today, Democrat Joe Biden, who co-sponsored the resolution passed in committee yesterday, said he'd like to meld his measure with Warner's.
We're waiting to hear back whether John's prepared to meet, to sit down. I think we could work it out.
But Warner has not shown any inclination to change his resolution. Meanwhile, Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions says there could be a resolution in support of President Bush's plan.
There's been some effort to craft a resolution that those who support or acquiesce in the policy could support.
And Arizona Republican John McCain, who also backs the president's plan, today proposed drawing up a resolution that would simply set benchmarks for the war in Iraq.
If we had a resolution that set benchmarks, they have to be specific and they'd have to meet them. That's our goal, that we tell the American people and the Congress, they have done this or they haven't done this.
Democrat Biden smiled at McCain's proposal.
Isn't it kind of interesting? John's talking about benchmarks. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Biden noted that Democrats who proposed benchmarks only a year and a half ago were accused of cutting and running. But now it appears such a proposal might win support from both opponents and backers of the president's plan. And that may be the best outcome the White House could hope for. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.